I am Reverend Tim McDonald, the pastor of the First Iconium Baptist Church and immediate past president of Concerned Black Clergy of Atlanta. And this morning, we have come primarily to set the record straight and to voice our supreme opposition to the President of the United States, George W. Bush, coming to the city of Atlanta and, in our estimation, disrespecting the life, the legacy, the teachings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We find it absolutely appalling that this time last year, the same president was in the White House announcing his opposition to affirmative action. We find it absolutely appalling that the same president went to war unilaterally, which we know Dr. King would be adamantly in opposition to. We find it appalling that this president would spend $87 billion, where in this country we're having a very serious unemployment situation. 3 million Americans have lost their jobs under this administration, more than 9 million people unemployed. We have serious bankruptcies. We have people who cannot get their prescription medication. And so we have gathered here today at the site of Dr. King to honor his life, to honor his legacy, and to certainly applaud all of the work that the peace community and the justice community has been doing in this regard. We think the best and the most honorable way to honor Dr. King is to do those things which he gave his life for, to speak out against war, to speak out against violence, to speak out and protest against any injustice that threatened the lives of children. Even as we speak, our brothers and sisters are losing their lives right in the Middle East. Even today, there are bombs that are being dropped. There are grenades that are being launched. And Dr. King, when he spoke out against the war in Vietnam, received great, great anger and great hostility. And he, we believe, would certainly be speaking out against the war in Iraq and the violence in Iraq. Certainly this president has the right to come to Atlanta, and certainly this president has a right to come and to lay a wreath. But we believe that this is purely, purely political. That this particular visit is more to do with his fundraising, and it just happened to be on January the 15th. It is an insult to those of us who are committed to justice. It is an insult to those of us who believe in the life and the legacy of Dr. King. It is the epitome of hypocrisy. And we want this administration to know that we are not going to stand idly by and accept it. On tomorrow, when the president comes, there will be hundreds of us gathered across the street in protest to what will be occurring right here on this site, to let this president know, this administration know, and the nation know that there are still Americans who believe in nonviolence.
That's right.
That there are still Americans who believe this is an unjust and illegal war. Yeah. That there are Americans who believe that there is a better road and a better way towards peace. And that is the way that we propose to honor Dr. King.